in a small bottega or workshop on Via dei Velluti in Florence, a master bookbinder plies a trade handed down to him through five generations.
My great-great-grandfather started in 1856 with a small stationery store and a small workshop.
Enrico Giannini uses techniques that are centuries old. He binds books in vellum and parchment and embosses them in gold leaf. Every volume is unique. The designs are his own. Each item takes hours of painstaking labour. But the beauty and originality of this work may not be enough to ensure he stays afloat.
Nobody wants now. They don't need the sets. they don't need photo album. There is a digital camera, you can put everything in your computer, and that's all. So a lot of things are changing.
Over the past few decades alone, hundreds of artisans have fled the city centre. Gold and silversmiths, typographers and printers, stonemasons too. Once it was different. In medieval times, Florence was a beacon for craftsmen. The promise of plentiful commissions drew them from all around Italy and overseas. Forming cooperazioni, or trade guilds, they created a city that hummed with productivity. A network of bottega developed in which artists like Brunelleschi and Donatello were trained. Their work made Firenze famous around the world. But today, little of that network remains.
At first there were 15 or 16 of us restorers in this area. Now there are just three, including me. They've made this all into houses. It has transformed Florence. It's becoming really ugly for me because there used to be all these workshops before where people could linger and watch. Instead now it's totally changed.
A few doors down Via dei Velluti, antique furniture restorer Luigi Macocci says it's the rents that have chased his neighbours away. A small one-bedroom studio in this area nets a landlord up to 1,000 euros a month. In summer, it earns him the same each week. An artisan simply can't afford it.
It's been 3 years since I've seen the biggest antique dealer here in Florence, Bartarozzi, come to this workshop and bring me work. Before, I did two or three pieces for him a year. Very, very important pieces. And now I don't see him anymore.
The master restorer says the economic crisis has also taken its toll on the artisans, affecting both local and international markets for the Florentine goods. Bookbinder Enrico Giannini believes a greater problem may be that we no longer have the taste or the time for beauty.
It's not easy to understand that to bind a book you need 4 or 5 days. So when you ask a price for that, they say, oh, you're crazy. It's cheaper to buy a new one than to rebind the old.
Few today think of purchasing furniture and ornaments for life. Goods are cheap to buy, they last a minute, and are easy to throw away. It's the cost that's king. But a tiny few artisans are managing to survive, even thrive. A due passi, or a few steps away, Aldo Santini listens as musicians put their instruments through their paces. Aldo is a luthier. He makes and restores violins, violas and cellos. It's a lucrative business. A restored violin, depending on its maker and state of repair, can fetch up to hundreds of thousands of dollars. As many of the artisans aspire to do, Aldo is successfully carving out a niche for himself overseas.
My clients are most of all dealers from London. The center of the market in the world for violins is London. There are a lot of auctions and a lot of people make business in the hotels around the auction places.
The concern is, if something doesn't happen soon to prevent it, the artisan's skills, passed down over centuries, acquired over a lifetime, will be lost.
My father was saying the artisans are like a chain. If you lose one piece, it's broken and it can work.
Enrico Giannini says it's now difficult to find tools. The stores where he once bought the pigments for his paint have closed. But the heir of five generations of entrepreneurs is refusing to give up.
This is leather.
Among his many ideas are DVD covers bound in leather, which look just like books.
This is the part of my work which I like, to surprise the customers with something. I love my work also for that, because me too, when I arrive at the end of the work, I say, oh, I'm proud of it. I love it.
Like the artisans throughout history, Enrico Giannini is having to adapt and use ancient skills to find new markets in a changing world. He hopes this and other products he's working on will help him survive in the computer age. For Radio Deutsche Welle, this is Jean Di Marino in Florence.